Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment in the Haftoros of the 3 weeks. We left off last time with the second chapter of Yirmiyah, Pasuk Ches, verse 8. And the Pasuk was relating the fact that people in leadership positions among the Jewish people were not rebuking the people, were not guiding them on the appropriate path. And one of the things that it said was, those who hold the Torah don't know me, or haven't known me. It's interesting. When it came to the priests, it said they didn't say, where is God? They didn't turn to the people and say, why aren't you turning to God? For those who hold the Torah, the complaint wasn't they're not telling the people to turn to God. The complaint was they don't seem to know me themselves. How could that be? We're taught so much that the study of Torah infuses us with sanctity and elevates us. So the people who hold the Torah don't know God? How could that be? So the Radak explains that the pshat is, it must be these people were not learning Torah lishma. We're not learning Torah for the proper motivations. They were just learning it for glory or wealth or something. And because of that, the Torah didn't really infuse itself within the people. We'll have sources about this later in the series, God willing. But it's an interesting thing to think about, that even Torah, even something as sacred as Torah, one needs to have the right outlook when studying it. And if one doesn't have the right outlook or attitude when studying it, its effect can be limited, heaven forbid. Going on to the ninth verse, we're not going to read every pasuk, but there are just specific points at the beginning I would like to address. Lochein, therefore, od ariv itchem num Hashem. I will grapple with you, I will argue with you, fight with you further, v'yes b'nei v'neichem ariv, and I will do it with your grandchildren also. What's the meaning of further I'll fight with you? The problem is the Klal Yisrael is not conducting itself properly from generations back. What's the language of furthermore I'll do something with you? So it's interesting. The Radak says the pshat in the pasuk just means we started off talking about earlier generations. That was unfortunately setting the groundwork for problems that have developed in subsequent generations. And now let's talk about you. And now let's clarify that it's not only going to stop with you, it's going to be in future generations also. That's just how the Radak learns the Pasuk. Rashi says a very interesting thing. Rashi says this idea of ariv, I'll fight with you, I'll grapple with you, is that the pshat is that I'm going to bring punishment and calamity to your generation and to the later generation. Again, he's talking during times of Yirmiyahu. The idea is it's too your and their benefits that they have some punishments. Because every now and then, when God brings us difficulties, particularly as a nation, it's a wake-up call. And it's a very important Rashi to reflect on and think about, particularly during the time of year that we think about sorrows, we think about travails. I want to be very clear. This is not to say that every time there's a tragedy, it's because people are doing something wrong. We're not saying that. But there always is the possibility that when there is a tragedy, particularly on the national scale, when there is a tragedy, it could very well be a lesson. It could very well be a message. I once heard someone say, we have the famous story of Bilam going on the donkey to curse the Jewish people. And we have the story of the angel blocking him along the way. And the famous thing, the animal could see the angel, and Bilam couldn't see the angel, so Bilam was pushing the animal forward, and the animal was compelled to go to the side, and Bilam's leg is crushed against the wall. So Rashi over there brings down that this was a malach of rachamim. This was an angel of mercy. It's a very powerful thing to think about, that sometimes when we have difficulty, when we have pain, it's the greatest of chasadim, it's the greatest of kindnesses from above, because sometimes that pain of the moment gives us pause, and sometimes that turns us around. People ask me all the time, how do I know? I don't know if the tragedy of the moment is something that's a personal message to improve. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe it's a test. So my response normally is, worse comes to worse. If you improve, when that wasn't the message, it wasn't a bad thing to improve. But this idea of the Rashi explains that it's not enough for me to punish earlier generations. I have to punish subsequent generations, because hopefully, if they're still conducting themselves in an inappropriate way, Hopefully they'll turn around. Hopefully they'll get the lesson. It's a worthwhile thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.